Welcome to episode 54 of the 3M Fear podcast. Kerala, known as God's own country, is a state in India celebrated for its breathtaking natural beauty. With lush green landscapes, serene backwaters, and vibrant cultural heritage, Kerala has become a favorite destination for tourists. The enchanting aroma of spices, the graceful dance of traditional Kathakali performers, and the peaceful houseboat rides on the backwaters all contribute to the state's charm. However, amid the beauty, Kerala also has a darker side. There are stories of haunted places that add an eerie dimension to its rich culture. Today, let's get into some of the most haunted spots in Kerala, where local legends and scary stories have given these places an air of mystery and intrigue. So get ready, get comfortable, and let's get started. Hello and welcome to the 3AM Fear podcast. I'm Nikita Ferrao, mystery and thriller author. On this podcast, I talk about real crimes and real people. Due to the graphic nature of some of this content, listener discretion is advised. You can find the episode show notes on my website 3amfear.com. Let's get started. Lakkidi Gateway. In the hills of Wayanad, Kerala, lies Lakkidi Gateway, a route discovered in colonial times that became famous for its haunting tale. Legend has it that a British engineer sought the help of a local named Karinthandan to find a way through the Thamarsari Pass. In the past, when the British ruled India, there was this hidden route to Wayanad, and it was only known to a few local tribes. To discover the shortest path, this British engineer sought the help from a local tribesman. And once the route was found, he tragically betrayed and killed Karinthandan and falsely claimed that this was his own discovery. Travelers using the new route soon began reporting sightings of Karinthandan's wandering soul. Concerned by the eerie accounts, locals summoned a priest to perform an exorcism. The priest successfully bound the sorrowful spirit to a tree with the belief that this would bring peace. And this was done with the help of a chain on the tree. Strangely, over time, the chain used in the exorcism grew along with the tree, leading people to believe that Karinthandan's soul is still tied to the tree. If you go there, you would still find that chain, and it has now grown with the tree. Bonacourt Bungalow. All haunted homes have a story to tell. It could be a cheating, a gruesome murder, or something tragic that happened to the family. Nestled in Kerala, the Bonacourt Bungalow has gained a chilling reputation as one of the most haunted houses, especially after the sunsets. This once grand mansion, surrounded by eerie tales, has earned its place among the spookiest spots in the region. In the lush green forests of the Agastya mountain ranges, there's this nice bungalow. A long time ago, a British man who managed a tea estate built this bungalow for his family. They lived in a cozy one-story house. But sadly, something terrible happened. The manager's children were found dead under mysterious circumstances. Devastated by the tragedy, the British man and his wife left the bungalow and went back to London. There's a story about a young girl who went to the house to get firewood and started acting strangely when she came back. Even though she didn't go to school, people said she could speak, read, and write in English. Some believed that she was possessed by the ghost of the dead child, and soon rumors spread that the house was haunted. Now the doors and windows of the house are broken, probably by troublemakers, but the mosaic floor is still in good shape. Although the house is very old, you can always sit under the tree and enjoy a beautiful view of the dam and reservoir. Tirchur Forest. If you're an adventure seeker who loves trekking and camping, you've probably heard about Tirchur Forest in Kerala. It's a fantastic spot during the day, offering fun-filled activities like trekking and camping. But as soon as the sun sets, the atmosphere takes a dark turn, transforming this lively place into somewhat of an eerie destination. The story behind the haunting remains unknown. No one knows what happened here. Visitors seeking thrills have reportedly saw paranormal activities, particularly encountering the ghost of a 7-year-old boy who died in the forest. Strangely, this boy is said to not do anything or harm anyone, but he is still there. Come morning, the ghost disappears, leaving behind a peaceful paradise for backpackers to explore and enjoy. Would you visit this place? Sabarimala Temple. In the heart of Kerala lies the ancient Sabarimala Temple, dedicated to the deity Sri Ayyappa, surrounded by numerous intriguing stories. While it may be debated whether it's the most haunted place, considering it's such an important and religious place, mysterious and supernatural incidents have said to have occurred here. According to legend, Lord Ayyappa once triumphed over evil on the 14th of January. Every year on the same day, the spirit of the defeated evil creature attempts to enter the shrine. But Lord Ayyappa continues to prevail, making sure that this evil entity is defeated. People claim that to mark this victory, a flash appears on the sky, witnessed by those who are present on that day. Despite all these mystical occurrences, Sabarimala remains as a highly sacred temple. If you are not from Kerala, you should definitely visit this temple. Karyavattam. Inside the lively Karyavattam campus of Kerala University, where things are usually happy and celebratory, like in most campuses, there is a mysterious spot. Follow the dirt paths and you'll come across an old pond called Himavati next to a rundown house in the middle of a forest. The place is surrounded by big trees, making it a dark event even when the sun is shining brightly. There is the spot where some people claim to have seen strange things over the years. Despite the myths and superstitions, a group of students are working on fixing up the pond. They believe that this is a good source of water for the campus. The pond is named Himavati after a girl with the same name sadly took her life there. The full story of what happened is a bit of a mystery, but here is what I found from the source. According to the story, there is a belief that the pond and the nearby areas are haunted by the spirit of a young Brahmin woman named Himavati. The tales say that she took her own life by drowning in the pond because her family disapproved of her relationship with a man from a lower caste, and he was killed by her relatives. People say that strange things occur around this area. Some claim to have seen a ghost on the Karyavattam campus road, and what makes this even scarier is that this ghost is said to be twice as tall as a regular person. It's like a giant ghost wandering around you, giving those who witness it quite a scare. The haunted tales of the Karyavattam campus road and Himavati pond add an extra layer of fear to this place in Kerala. Perandur Canal. Perandur Canal is known to be one of the scariest places where you might just meet a ghost. the locals strongly believe that the spirit of Matai haunts this canal. The story goes something like this. A young man named Vadutala Matai mistreated a woman, and as a consequence, Lord Raja Edappally ordered for him to be hanged to death near the canal. People around here have reported feeling an eerie presence, as if someone was there, watching them. It is believed that the ghost may still linger in the area. It's become kind of a haunted spot and yet some place where people love to visit. Would you like to visit this place? The Weeping Ghost in Kollam. Imagine moving to a new home in Kollam, only to be greeted by a spine-chilling sound of a weeping child. This unsettling experience happened to a couple who found themselves in the house with an eerie secret. The haunting cries of the child grew louder and louder, filling their new home with this unsettling atmosphere. In a bid to find a solution, the couple eventually sought the help of a priest. The priest, using his expertise, managed to trap the wandering soul responsible for all the cries. Though the details of the story are unknown, the tale of the weeping child makes this house one of the most popular and the creepiest house in Kollam. Morris Bungalow. Located in Kerala, this bungalow is famous for being one of the scariest spots. Back in the days of the British rule in India, a rich Englishman named Morris owned this luxurious mansion. The tale goes that Morris took his own life following a heated argument with his father. And ever since then, strange things have been happening in the bungalow. People have reported all sorts of unusual activities, giving the place a reputation for being haunted. Locals believe that there's an evil spirit lingering in the Morris bungalow, making it a scary and unsettling spot, combined with history of mysterious occurrences. I would definitely want to visit this place. Kerala has some of the most beautiful scenic places, and now that I know of all these haunted places, I can't wait to visit them. What about you? A big thank you to all my fellow listeners who have been listening to all my episodes. Thank you so much. Your listens, your support means a lot. If you love my podcast, if you love the stories that I put out, then please do follow me on whichever podcasting platform you're listening from. And please do leave a rating. It will really help me a lot. You can listen to me on other platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and any other podcasting platform. If you are in India, you can always listen to my podcast on Gaana or JioSaavn. If you love to listen to strange and mysterious stories, then follow me on Instagram and YouTube, where I put out reels on such stories. These are completely different from the ones that I put out on my podcast, so do follow me on them. If you love travel, you can follow me on my travel channels. I'll link them also in the description. Until then, stay kind and stay safe out there.